Hello and welcome to The Co-working Club, a podcast for female business owners who want to work for themselves, not by themselves. I'm your host, Jessica Berry, and each week I'll be chatting to a new guest all about the realities of running your own business, sharing tips and tricks for dealing with the loneliness and isolation that comes with working from home, as well as discussing the benefits of building community through co-working. So what are you waiting for? Come and join the club. Hello, hello. Welcome back to this week's episode of The Co-working Club. Today is going to be a solo show and I'm going to be chatting all about the four biggest lessons that I've learned from 4 years in business. Because on the week that I'm releasing this podcast episode, I'm celebrating 4 years of running my business, which feels kind of crazy to say. It feels like it's gone really, really fast, but also has been an absolute lifetime as well. And that's probably because this is the longest time I've ever stuck out a job. I think my previous record was something like 18 months, which isn't too much to brag about. But before we dive into today's episode, I just wanted to share that to celebrate my business birthday, I wanted to do something a little bit special. So I've decided to open the doors to the online club for one final time in 2021. So from 8 a.m. on Monday, the 29th of November, which is the day that this podcast episode goes live, until 8 p.m. on Tuesday, the 30th of November, you'll be able to sign up and become a co-working club member, which means that you'll be able to get involved in all of the fun and festivities during December, which includes our very own Festive Fizz Christmas party, as well as gain really invaluable support as we move into 2022. The doors are going to be open for just 36 hours, so if you want to grab the chance to be part of a community of amazing, like-minded female business owners and wave goodbye to the loneliness and isolation that comes with working from home, be sure to click the link in the show notes and come and join the club. Announcement over and back to today's episode. So the past 4 years have been an absolute journey. It's hard to put it all into words and put it into one podcast episode. But if you haven't been with me along the entire way, then you might not know much about my story so far. So I'll give you a very brief rundown of what the past 4 years have looked like. So I took the tentative leap into self-employment back on the 4th of December 2017, and at that point I was working as a freelance social media manager, specialising in helping female business owners to increase their presence online, but I quickly found that working from home wasn't all that it was cracked up to be. Before this point, I'd never worked a single day from home before in my life. And I was really surprised to learn just how lonely and isolating being self-employed could be. So I decided to start organising some local meetups here in Nottingham so that other freelancers and business owners could get out of the house and work together. The meetups grew in size over the following months, and I realised that this wasn't just a challenge that I was facing, but that actually many female business owners found working from home tough and craved more connection within their working weeks. So in May 2019, 2 years after I went self-employed, the co-working club was officially born. We continued with our in-person meetups and events until March 2020, when COVID came along, and at which time I decided to take our community online to really help to create more connection during this time of physical separation. During the many lockdowns, I gradually lost the majority of my social media management work, and I decided to take this as a sign to put my all into running the co-working club full time, which is what I do now, alongside the work that I do as a mentor, helping female business owners to improve their work from home routines. So as you can probably tell just from that little bit of insight, the past 4 years have definitely been a roller coaster, but then that's pretty much what running a business is. And I'm sure most of us have felt like that, particularly so over the past 18 months when everything has just been so, so up and down. And this leads quite nicely onto the first lesson that I want to talk about, which is to take the lows with the highs. In the first couple of years of working for myself, I really, really struggled with this one. I'm a pretty sensitive person, which there's absolutely nothing wrong with, and I've definitely learned to accept as a positive trait as a business owner. But in the early days of self-employed life, every tiny bump in the road seriously threatened to completely derail me. Every bit of constructive criticism from a client, every late payment, every lead that didn't amount to anything, I took it all to heart and felt every low extremely deeply. It's hard to not feel personally attached to your business as a one-woman band, but I knew that feeling the feels quite so intensely wasn't healthy for me. I'd find myself flitting from one extreme to the other in a space of a couple of hours, so experiencing the real high highs and then the low lows, and this had a huge impact on how I was able to perform within my business. Whilst I haven't changed my personality completely, and I'm still very much a sensitive business owner, I do think that I've had to grow a slightly tougher skin so that not every single knockback affects me quite so much. I've learned to take the time to process and sit with my feelings instead of having an instant emotional response and catastrophizing situations. I'm sure most business owners can relate to this one, but if I ever received an email from a client letting me know that they wanted to end the working relationship for whatever reason, I would take that as being a devastating blow. I would, you know, think my entire business was going to crumble, I was going to lose all of my income, and so I'd take to scrolling on Indeed and LinkedIn, looking at jobs that I can apply for. When in reality, it was just one client. It wasn't my entire business falling apart, and I could replace that client and I would be back on track. Running a business does come with a lot of highs and moments to really celebrate, but it does come with a lot of lows as well. And obviously, not as much of that side is seen online, so it can be tough to adjust to, especially in the early days. But learning to take those lows with the highs is so, so important. So my advice is to revel in those highs as much as possible. Learn to celebrate yourself. And when a low does come along, just know that it won't last forever. There's likely something positive just around the corner. Moving on to lesson number two that I've learned, and that is that getting out of your comfort zone is the best thing you can do for growth. When I first stepped into self-employed life, it's safe to say that I played small. I didn't shout about the work that I was doing, I very much kept in my own lane, and I didn't even have a dedicated website or social accounts that promoted the work that I did. I stuck with what felt comfortable, and as a result, I didn't feel as though myself or my business was really growing during that time. But setting up the co-working club meant really stepping out of my comfort zone. It meant moving from operating as a freelancer to a business owner. It meant taking responsibility for bringing people together at events and meetups and online too. It meant getting comfortable with showing up, talking about what I do, and the dreaded word of selling. I went from being able to take quite a spectator role in the online business space to having to be an extremely active participant. I did my first Instagram lives, I hosted workshops and launched a podcast. I spoke on live panels and appeared as a guest on other business owners' podcasts. And the truth is that once I took up this role, my confidence really boomed. By stepping out of my comfort zone, I was able to prove to myself that I could be the sort of business owner who would feel comfortable doing all of these things. And now I really welcome the opportunity to do something that means getting out of my comfort zone, as I know the growth that comes with it is so, so valuable. Do I still get nervous and kick myself for saying yes to something that scares me 5 minutes beforehand? Definitely, and it would be weird if I didn't. But I know that I'm capable of stretching myself now, and I really value those opportunities that come along. It's quite easy to stick to the things that feel comfortable when you work for yourself and to only say yes to things that you feel 100% confident with, because there's no one there to push you. So as a business owner, it's up to you to be the one to give yourself a gentle shove the next time an opportunity comes along, which gives you that nervous, fuzzy feeling in your stomach, because you'll thank yourself later for it. Lesson number 3 is that it's okay for your business to change and evolve over time. As you heard in my little intro section, the business that I'm running today looks nothing like the business I started with 4 years ago. I've transitioned from social media manager to community builder and business mentor. I could never have anticipated such a huge change in direction when I first started out. And in fact, I don't think I even knew what community building was. But throughout my business journey, I've been open to change, I've pursued opportunities, and I've followed my passions, which is what has led me to the point that I find myself at today. There were definitely times when I was navigating these pivots that I doubted myself and my decision making. I questioned why I would move away from a business where I was making a decent income and getting word of mouth referrals pretty easily and into a completely unknown world. But the truth was that social media management wasn't making me happy anymore. I wasn't really enjoying the work that I was doing, and I felt drawn to trying something new. So I didn't pen myself in with what I thought I should be doing. I removed the expectations and allowed myself to experiment. As humans, we are constantly learning, growing, and evolving. So it's only natural that our businesses do the same. And whilst I'm definitely not promoting dropping everything in one go and jumping ship with your business every time you have a new idea, if there is a new direction that you're feeling drawn towards, why not just give it a try? Can you do it alongside the business that you currently have to test the waters and see how it goes? I ran the co-working club on the side of my freelance work for about a year and a half before I took the leap into focusing on it full time, which gave me the opportunity to try it out, see if I enjoyed it, and then build it up alongside having that stable income. This helped to remove the pressure, and if I wanted to keep it simply as a passion project, I could have chosen to do that. Just know that you don't have to do what you're doing right now forever. We're gonna have extremely long careers, so give your business space for it to grow and evolve over time, and just be open to the change that comes. And finally, the 4th lesson that I've learned in 4 years of business is the power of community. You didn't think I was going to share the most valuable lessons I've learned as a business owner and not talk about the importance of community, did you? Connecting with other business owners and building a community honestly changed everything for me in business. I spent the first year working for myself feeling incredibly lonely. I didn't know many other business owners or freelancers. I didn't make a conscious effort to get out of the house and meet other people. And I didn't expect working from home to be as tough as it was. What I didn't realise at that time was that just because we choose to work for ourselves as business owners doesn't mean that we have to work by ourselves. That is very much a conscious decision. So I really started to focus on adding more connection into my working week. I attended networking events and met other local business owners. I even started hosting my own meetups, and I built the most incredible community around me of business owners that I could look to for advice and share experiences with. It was everything that I'd been missing from my working life, and it made the biggest difference to my happiness, my mental health, my productivity, and my overall enjoyment in work. Having people to share my journey with made running a business feel so much more joyful, and I just couldn't imagine what my life would look like now if I hadn't had this realization. Even if you're an introvert or someone who relishes spending time alone, connecting with other business owners is so, so valuable. Not only to provide that much needed support, advice, and encouragement, but it's also an amazing way to collaborate with others and build valuable contacts which could lead to work further down the line. So if you're currently running a business, working from home and feeling lonely, just know that you're not the only one, but it doesn't have to be like that. You can choose to work for yourself and still feel part of a team. try reaching out to someone on Instagram and striking up a chat, or go along to that networking event and meet other local business owners, or join a ready-made community like the online club, which makes networking feel like a total breeze. Connecting with others is a basic human need, and we don't get much of it when we work from home, so it's up to you to make a real conscious effort to carve out that time in your day-to-day life to meet other people, to chat with others, and form that connection. So there we have it, the four most valuable lessons I've learned from 4 years in business. I'm sure there's still many, many more lessons to learn along the way, but I'm excited for what the future holds and for the journey ahead. Don't forget that the doors to the online club are currently open if you're listening to this episode when it goes live, but for 36 hours only. So if you want to join the most amazing community of like-minded female business owners, then we'd love to have you. You can find out all of the details, including the link to sign up, via the show notes, and I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. I'd love to hear the lessons that you've learned in your business, so come over and share them with me on Instagram. And thank you so much for listening. I will see you again next week. Have a good one. If you enjoy this podcast, please do subscribe so you keep up to date with all of future episodes. And if you could possibly leave a review, it would really help us in this early stage of launching the podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you back here next Monday.